Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I may have some fruit among you also, even as among the Gentiles. So we see here in verse number 13, the Apostle Paul, this is something that he often repeats even in the New Testament, where he wants to go somewhere, or he has the goal of preaching the gospel somewhere, but he's hindered. And by the way, it says right there, let hitherto. Of course, in our modern vernacular, let would mean allow, right? But here in the Bible, it's actually referring to hindering is what it is. And it'll use both words interchangeably throughout the whole Bible. You say, well, how do I know which one is it talking about? Just read the context and you'll know. Okay, let hitherto. He wants to go there, but he can't. We obviously know that means to hinder. And he's saying here that he was hindered from coming among them so he can preach the gospel among them and see people saved. Now, go with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2. I'm going to read to you from Romans chapter 15. You know, reading even not the Gospels, but the Paul's, what we would call the Paul's epistles, the Pauline epistles, we'll see that often he's hindered. You know, he wants to do something, he's hindered. Not forbade, because we obviously know that the Holy Ghost forbade him at one time to go into Asia, right? But here we see that this is actually something that's hindering him. It's something outside of himself. It's something that's not God that's hindering him. In Romans 15:22, it says, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. And again, he's referring there in chapter 15 as in regards to preaching the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, you don't have to turn there. The Bible says, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. So we see that he's hindered. Then we see what? It was Satan that was hindering, right? Well, look at Galatians 2:4. It says, and that because of false brethren, unawares, brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Now you read further in Galatians. What does he tell the Christians at Galatia? He said this, who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth. You know, often, it's not just some outside force, or, you know, a tree crashes and you can't get to the church, or you can't preach the gospel. You know what it is? It's Satan uses his instruments, false teachers and false prophets, that would hinder people from getting the gospel. Because really, those are the main proponents, of the gospel, are those who don't believe in a salvation by grace through faith, and those who believe in a repent of your sins, and those who believe a false doctrine. Those are the people who would want to hinder us, right? False teachers, false prophets. In fact, what the Bible would term as reprobates, and we're going to see that in just a little bit. These are people who would love to stop us. These are people who would love to stop the message. These are people who would love to hinder us. And who knows, there might be a time when we are hindered from doing the work of God. Or there might be a time when we may be hindered from preaching the gospel to a people, but that doesn't mean they can stop us. Because obviously Paul the Apostle was not stopped. Yeah, he was hindered in this area. He was hindered in going to Thessalonica. He was hindered into going to Rome. But there's a bunch of other places he did go to. Amen. And we got to realize that there's going to be times in our Christian life, even in our church, when we will be hindered from doing the work of God. But guess what? When one door closes, we need to go for another open door. Amen. And let me say this. When the Bible teaches us that there's an open door, there's always an adversary there waiting for us. For a great and effectual door is open unto us, and there are many adversaries. So that's something we just got to prepare for. And there's going to be times when we're hindered. But that doesn't mean we're stopped from doing it, right? That doesn't mean someone can cause us to cease to do these things. In fact, in Luke 11:52 says, woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. You see, there's people who have an agenda to keep people from getting saved. He said, no, I don't believe there's really people. There's workers of iniquity that really have it, who want to creep in privily to bring in damnable heresies. Why? Because they don't want them to be saved. They want to hinder them from accepting Christ. They want to hinder them from trusting Christ as their personal Savior. Why? Because they have an agenda. They have a plan. There's something construing in their mind. They're evil, wicked people that desire to hinder us. But they can hinder us, but they can't stop us. Okay, and we can't get discouraged and say, oh man, this door closed, what are we going to do now? Move on to the next door. Amen. Move on to the next city. Move on to the next door. Move on to the next opportunity that God presents to us so we can go through and be successful. And go back to